Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are pursuing a study on the subject of holiness. Holiness is a word that means purity and undefiled, and it also means consecrated or set apart to God. In Ephesians chapter 5, we find these words, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, O sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And be not unwise, but wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is." It's God's will that we who have become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, though we were once darkness, filled with sin and caught in the web and the trap and the deceptiveness of a lifestyle of sin, that we now walk as children of the light. The light is a reference to God Himself, because in God there is no darkness, there is no uncleanness, there is no perversity, there is no sin. In God is purity and perfect holiness. And God wants us to live in this wicked generation as children of the light. He has called us to live a lifestyle of holiness unto the Lord. But how do we go about pursuing a lifestyle of holiness when we live in the middle of a very wicked and perverse generation? One of the primary steps is to have a heart that is willing to let God expose any hidden darkness. We cannot make ourselves holy. We cannot earn God's approval by avoiding sin even, but instead, by coming into God's presence, His holiness, His righteousness, the light of His presence brings that holiness into our lives. We know that we have the righteousness of Christ, so we stand in right standing with God because of that. But when we want to live a lifestyle day in and day out that's pleasing to God, we must be willing to let God expose any hidden darkness in our own hearts that we're not aware of. We know from the scriptures that we cannot examine our own heart. Though many have tried, and even the great Greek philosophers made it their goal to know thyself, and yet a person cannot know themselves. We are in need of the Holy Spirit to have insight into the true condition of our heart and life at any given time. In Jeremiah, we find this truth. In Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings." We know that our heart is deceptive, but God, through His Holy Spirit, is more than willing to give us revelation and illumination and insight into the condition of our heart so that we can bring to the Lord the things that need to be exposed and removed. And by His grace, His forgiveness is always available to us. We need to pray for God to show us any hidden faults. If we do not do this, we will go on thinking all is well, our relationship with God is in perfect standing, when perhaps in reality there's hidden sin that we're not even aware of. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 19, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults." That's a good prayer for every believer. Lord, show me if there is secret sin in my life. Have I been prideful and not recognized it? Have I had false humility and not recognized that? There are many sins that are deceptive, and we need the assistance of the Holy Spirit to know the true condition of our heart at any given time. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 read, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Again, the writer, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives us a perfect prayer to cry out to God that we might have the Holy Spirit show us any hidden sin, perhaps a thought pattern that's ungodly that we didn't even recognize as ungodly. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Many times, sins of the thought life are unrepented of because they're unrecognized as sinful in God's eyes. If you'll depend upon God to change you, when you cry out to Him to cleanse you of these things, God will do that. He is faithful. Jeremiah prayed in Jeremiah 31:18, "Turn me, Lord, and I will be turned. Turn me, and I will be turned." He recognized that he had been sinning before God, and he needed God's help to change. "Turn me, and I will be turned," Jeremiah prayed. Remember, it is God that will do the conforming into Christ's image that we long for. In Romans 8:29, it says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." God wants you to be conformed to the image of his Son. And he has predestined that it would be so with you. That's his desire for you. That's his plan for you. God wants you to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And it is his work in us that brings our life and heart to a place that is pleasing to God. In Ephesians 2:10, we find the words, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Cry out to the Lord when he shows you an area of your heart that's been displeasing to God, some hidden darkness you are not aware of, and then say, "Lord, you promised that I would be your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Pray and say, "Lord, work that work in me that is pleasing to you." God looks for the heart that desires to be conformed into the image of his Son. God's not depending on you to conform yourself, but he's looking for a heart that's willing to be conformed by him into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. God wants us to desire to live a life of holiness unto the Lord. And we spoke yesterday about how we have to have a desire to avoid the things of darkness, to resist and stay away from the unclean things, and then to pursue the things that are pleasing to God. But for our life to become a life of holiness, it will only come from spending time in the presence of God. It is God's Holy Spirit that produces the fruit of a holy life. We find that in Galatians chapter 5. And we must depend on the Lord and the Holy Spirit to bring forth that fruit. We can't produce that fruit on our own, but the Holy Spirit in you will work that in your life. But you must maintain that heart of willingness. we find in Isaiah chapter 6 the amazing story of Isaiah seeing the throne room of God. And he says, I saw the Lord, and his train filled the temple. And all of a sudden, in the presence of God, in this amazing revelation that he had of God's beauty, his holiness, his purity, Isaiah was suddenly struck with how unclean he was. And he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, living in the midst of a people of unclean lips. God's presence, when you draw near to God and you're in his presence will cause our sinfulness to be evident to us. But then it is also his presence that will purify us. In this vision, God sent his angel to take a coal of fire from the altar to purify Isaiah's lips. When he had that revelation of his uncleanness and he cried out about it, God removed his uncleanness. If you truly want to live a life of holiness unto the Lord, you need to cry out to God for more of his presence. Pursue going into the presence of God through worship, through prayer, through praising him, by getting into his word. And as you draw near to God, the scripture tells us in James, he will draw near to you. And his drawing near will expose any darkness in your life, and then his mercy and grace will cleanse you of that darkness. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue in our study of holiness unto the Lord. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.